Good morning and welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we offer you a special greeting and we very much welcome the family of Katia. Today we have three services. After this service, tea and coffee will be served in the Mayo Hall. And our all-age worship starts at 11:30 and we have the reflective service at 6:30. Pastoral news. Claire Ward, a member of our church, has died, and our thoughts and prayers go to John and their family. If you haven't done so and would like to, please remember to sign the retirement card for Roy Lowe's, which I believe is at the back of the sanctuary. We say congratulations to Sul Hee, who has achieved a first-class degree in music. But I haven't finished. She's also passed her licentiate of the London College of Music exam with the highest distinction. She got 97%. Glorious news. Continuing the musical theme, don't forget that Thursday is the lunchtime recycle, and the details are on the bright yellow flyer for you. And Tuesday week, we've got foyer games and quiz, which starts at 2 o'clock, which will be fun too. I want to remind you that next Sunday is our 11 o'clock service, which will be followed by the church meeting. And finally, Steve would like to say something.
Sally's just gone off on her well-earned summer holiday, so she's asked me to tell you just a little bit about last Monday's messy church. Despite the hot weather, we had 27 guests and 4 latecomers, which I think is a real tribute to Sally, who emails and texts people religiously every time to remind them that messy church is taking place. She asked me to thank you very much for the donations of money for food and food that you made. Our international buffet had samosas, spring rolls, pizza, donuts, pineapple, and other various kinds of fruit. So we covered most areas of the world. Our next messy church is the third Monday because somebody's getting married in this church on the fourth Monday. So it will be the 20th. We have a team of helpers already. So Sally asks that we pray to have lots of families as well.
You may have noticed we have a new item of furniture. We have inherited this rather magnificent Royal Doulton font, which comes from Richmond Green United Reformed Church via a church in Kew. In Kew, the family used to worship and many of their pieces were built into the architecture. And then this piece, along with a number of plaques, which we've also inherited and we are working out what we do with them, and they are beautiful things, but we have to work out what fits in. But for now, I invite you to pray. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise that you call us and that we enter into the life of your church through your love and by grace. And we thank you that that is symbolized in baptism. We give you thanks and praise for all those who have been baptized using this font. We ask that all those who enter the future will be welcomed into the family of faith, may know that they are part of a heritage that does not belong in this building only, but is the fruit of the labours of many. So we ask that you would bless this font in its new setting, and we ask that you would bless your people as Richmond Green, Richmond Hill United Reformed Church, that as they come to the end of their life, they would know that they have completed their task. And so, Lord Jesus, bless us as we aim to be your people in and through this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us hear what the Lord our God will speak to us. The Lord will give what is good. The righteous will go before us, and righteousness will be at our feet and make a path for our steps. We join together to sing the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. How irritating is that noise outside? Not too. It just depends how heavy we have to make Kathy go outside. We'll join to pray. As we know, Lord, as Jesus our Saviour, we know you. We name and proclaim your love for the world. We come to you, gracious God, overwhelmed by the truth that you love us. You know us completely and totally, and you love us. And some of us are burdened by our own suffering and the suffering of people that we love. And some of us are overwhelmed by the wrong that we've done. Forgive us. Help us to be more truthful, more thoughtful, more responsible, and help us also to soak in and to receive your love. To hear a word of forgiveness, to hear a word of strengthening, and to hear a word of welcome.